You and me and BPD. Episode 10, Fragmented Reality. So this episode's gonna be a little bit different. I was just recording another episode and halfway through I felt myself kind of fading away, which I will explain. And I decided that since my brain is all over the place right now, I would just kind of talk through one of the things that I've been noticing that happens to me. And it's something that I don't see talked about very often when people mention borderline personality. So I figured that I would basically talk about it because maybe some of you have experienced this. So we all kind of know that borderline personality comes with a sense of self that is very fragmented. So a lot of people with borderline personality, they feel like they're losing themselves in relationships, in work, in other people's expectations. They might feel like they're overwhelmed by all the things that they try to be. And we can sometimes struggle with really remembering who we are, especially if you are somebody that deals with dissociation, which is literally just like ripping yourself out of your body. At least that's how it manifests for myself and for some of the people I know who have dissociation. It feels like you're being put in the backseat and somebody is taking over, and you can see through your own eyes and you can see yourself doing stuff, or sometimes you can't and you just feel like you're kind of in a haze, and then suddenly you're brought back and you're like, oh yes, sorry, what were we talking about again? This happens for me in conversations a lot of the time, and it happens when I'm speaking to somebody and then they say something and maybe my brain for whatever reason wants to focus on that, and so I kind of fade away and my brain kind of is hyper focused on a specific topic, and then I lose sense of time. And sometimes people look at me and they're sitting there waiting for me to say something and I'm like, yes, sorry, what? It's confusing for other people who don't understand. For me, I feel like I know that that's what happens. But another aspect of borderline personality, which I don't know if it's just me, and so I figured I would pose this out to you, internet people, is the, how do I properly explain it? So the idea that I am not a singular person. And I've never really spoken about this to people besides people who are very close to me. And here's the thing. So I also struggle with social anxiety, and I have a really hard time talking to people, and I have a really hard time relating to people, and I have a really hard time feeling comfortable. but it's because I never know which Stephanie, which version of Steph people are going to meet. And that is because I live in a world where my head is fragmented. My sense of self is fragmented and my reality is fragmented. And so I talk about it in terms of there's Steph, the Steph who is here, the Steph who you hear in the podcast, and Steph who lives this life where I'm a student and whatever else. And then there's the Steph who is very childlike, and even my speaking style can change, and my excitement about things can change, and I can very quickly switch from calm, collected, chill Steph to Steph who is super hyper excited about every single thing and has so much energy and is so ready to go, and yes, 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 yes. And then there's Steph, who is so fragile and sad and hurt and overwhelmed by the world, by how big the world is and how small I am, even though in my rational Steph brain, I'm comforted by that. I'm comforted by the fact that I am so small and I am so insignificant to this world. But very quickly, it can change. And I used to think that this was just emotional people. Like, this was emotional reactions to the world around me. But it literally feels like sometimes I'm a completely different person. And it feels like I don't even have the same opinions. Like, sometimes I hear myself speaking to somebody and in the back of my head, I'm like, what are you saying? You would never say something like that. You don't even believe that. But there's a part of like my head that wants to fit in or something, that I just completely change and lose myself in other people's expectations, I guess, would be the easiest way. Then there's the Steph who comes out when I am feeling increasingly uncomfortable. And that Steph is a Steph I always want to protect. And I very much try my hardest to keep her kind of hidden away, because I want to make sure that she is safe and I want to make sure that she's taken care of. And then there's the Steph who is just like, yas, queen, don't even give a fuck, like, yas. Like, completely different from my central core personality. And my husband sees a lot of it. He has to, well, it's like dogs or something. He has to deal with a lot of my kind of different personalities, and it's funny because sometimes my whole demeanor changes and he'll sometimes be like, oh, hello, like, nice to see you, and I'm like, yo, what's up? And it's different. It's hard because there are certain times throughout my day or certain times when I'm in really specific situations where it's almost like these different parts of me are fighting for dominance, and they're fighting to be in the forefront. And it sounds crazy. Like, it sounds so insane to have to explain this to people. I'm a big advocate of calling myself crazy, because I think that that's totally fine and I am totally okay with being called crazy, because I know to other people who are not like this or who don't experience what I experience, they might look at that and be like, wow, that's insane. And I'd be like, yeah, it is. Like, it is. It makes me feel like I am like five or six different people fighting for dominance over this body. And it actually kind of, I feel like it kind of plays into my body issues that I have. I wouldn't call it dysmorphia, but it is a kind of, I don't recognize myself. I often don't take pictures of myself, and I often don't want to be in pictures because I can't recognize the person who is in the picture, because I shift so quickly from one identity, one idea, one version of myself to another. And it's hard to explain. And sometimes it's hard to keep track of, because even in a conversation, I'll be speaking one way, and then I can feel in the back of my head this kind of like fragmented self that wants to come forward and wants to be in control and wants to take over. But it's not different. It's not different identities. Like, I would never say that I have like dissociative identity disorder, because it's not. I know they are all Steph, and that's why I consider it to be fragmented. Because one of the things of borderline personality that research has kind of shown is that a lot of people with borderline personality have dealt with a lot of emotional neglect and abuse when they were children. So we come up with these ways of feeling our emotions in a sense that is dysregulated, in a sense that's disjuncted, that's not a harmonious kind of way of feeling emotions, but instead creates such intense emotions that it can sometimes actually show up in brain scans as different parts of our brain reacting to the different emotions that we feel in a heightened sense. So more so than the average person. And I've tried really hard to kind of explain this to people, but I find that people just don't understand it. And maybe it's because my brain is just hardwired differently, you know, like I experience the world differently because it's not just me, Steph, experiencing the world. It's me and like five other versions of Steph. And then there's the part of me that is just like, oh, this body and this identity doesn't even matter. The I doesn't even matter. And the philosophical perspective comes out where I'm like, you know what? I am a multiplicity and I don't even need to be one person ever. I can live in this multiplicity of fragmentation and I can be perfectly happy. And then suddenly it switches to, oh my God, I'm so small and I'm so insignificant to the world and I need to crawl into a ball and just go to sleep for a very, very long time. And maybe that will fix things. It's really weird because I don't see very many people talking about it and I don't see very many research projects that are done. The thing is that I'm a sucker for research. I love researching borderline personality. I love exploring how other people live. And I think it's because I don't even understand my own self. I don't understand how I continue to live in this world the way that I am, because I don't think I ever expected to be here. And I don't think I ever expected to live this long. And I don't think I ever expected to have this life. Like, I'm married, and when I look back on that, I'm like, who was that person? Like, the amount of fragmentation that happens throughout my day, the person that I am in the morning at like 8 o'clock when I get up is not the person I am at 9:30, and that person is not the person I am at even 10:30 or 11. Like, the amount of switching that happens in my head is so overwhelming sometimes. That's one of the reasons also why I don't use social media a lot, because I don't recognize who is writing. I don't recognize the words that I write. And it's funny, even my husband, sometimes I'll write things like on Instagram and stuff, and he'll read it and he'll be like, that's really cool, but like, which Steph is that? Because like, that's not this one sitting in front of me. And I'm like, I don't know, dude. Like, I don't know where that came from. I don't know who that was. That was just another fragmented part. And it's interesting because it makes life real crazy. Because I'm experiencing things on so many different levels and so many different emotions at the same time. And there are times when I feel super overwhelmed that I literally will shake my head, because it's almost like I'm trying to take this part of my brain that wants to take over, and I'm trying to like shake it out, and I'm trying to get it away from me because I know that I'm not in a good place, or I know that it's not what I want to experience. Especially the really hurt part of Stephanie, who is not even, I wouldn't even say that it's a version of Steph. It's another version. But that really hurt part is one that I have to be very careful of, because if I go into that kind of mentality for too long, I'm not a good person anymore and I don't treat myself very well. And that's not how I want to live my life. But at the same time, and this is the crazy thing, I don't want to fix this. I don't want to fix how I am. And I think that's why it's often really, really interesting, because I think so many times people go to therapy and people talk about borderline personality and they say, it's the worst thing I've ever dealt with. I want to get rid of it. You don't understand what it's like. You don't know how I feel. It's like, I've heard people say it's like drowning. And like, yeah, sometimes it is. I'm not trying to downplay that. Sometimes it feels overwhelming as hell. And you feel like you're fading into the background and you're losing yourself completely. But at the same time, let me just play devil's advocate and say, we are experiencing life so much more than someone who is stable. I often think, when I get into my philosophical Stephanie self, I often think of how much the world is changing all the time. All the time. The clouds are moving, the sun is spinning, the earth is moving, people are growing, people are dying, people are being born. All of these different moving parts. And people want to stay the same. Like, people want to be one way their whole entire day. They want to wake up in the morning and go to sleep the same person. Like, all the power to you, but I just don't know that life. I don't know how to be like that. And I think as I keep on growing and as I keep on learning more about the type of life I want to live, I want to be in a world where it's okay to experience the ups and downs of life, because that's what we experience. That's what I experience. And I'm not alone. There are other people out there who experience the ups and downs. And there are other people out there who simply want to exist as they exist. And I see so many people talking about, I don't know, research talking about how to cure BPD and how to change people with BPD and how to assimilate them into regular society and stuff. And I'm like, yo, I'm good being my own little self here in the corner, feeling all of my emotions. It can be overwhelming and it's different for different people depending on where they live. I mean, I'm supported by people who I've known for a very long time and who respect me a lot, and I know I'm lucky because of that, which is why I always tell you guys to reach out, because I know that that's not always the case for people, and it really hurts me when I think about how people exist in this world feeling like they can't be who they are and they have to hide their diagnosis, or they have to hide the fragmented realities that they live within. But I want you to know that there are people like you. There are people like us who go through 1,000 emotions a day and can't hold on to very much. I've always been told that I get over things so quickly. And it's true, I do, because I can be mad at you one second and I can be screaming and I can seem like I'm super absolutely pissed off to the max. And then the next moment I'm like, hey, you want to go get some food? You want to go grab a coffee? Let's go like do something fun. Let's go for a walk through the forest and stuff. And it can be hard for people. And I acknowledge that. Trust me. I acknowledge that a lot. But I think that for those of us who experience these fragmented parts of ourselves, who don't always feel like the same person, I think that there can be a lot of pressure to change yourself and to try to fit in more. And that's why doctors will always recommend, like, oh, try anxiety medication, try therapy, try this, try that. And yes, try it. I'm not saying don't. I mean, I was in therapy for 2.5 years. Try it. See what works for you and what doesn't. And if you are somebody that, you know, you feel like borderline personality is really, really overwhelming for you, and this fragmented reality we live in is a very, very intense part of what you experience, then hell yes, you should try to get treatment. You should try to come up with a way that you can meld all these pieces of you together. But if that's not your road, if that's not the journey that you want to take, if what you want is just better acceptance of yourself, then you have to start doing that, because no one else is going to do that for you. I have always been someone who is very independent, and so I do a lot of things myself. And I realized that I could not look towards anybody else to accept me for who I am without starting to accept the parts of me, without starting to acknowledge that they are fragmented, and that that's how I live, and that it's not the same as other people, and that it is up to me to make sure I am keeping myself safe, and I am taking care of myself, and I am allowing these different parts to come out in creative ways, in ways that don't cause problems in my life, and in ways that I can manage them. I don't know if this makes sense to anybody out there. If it does, and you feel this way, please reach out to me on Instagram. I don't use it very often. I'm not on it. I don't post on it, but I do respond to messages and I do talk to people. And if this sounds like something that you've been dealing with, let me know, because I don't often hear people talk about the fragmented parts. And I think it's because there's a stigma. There is a stigma in recognizing that you might be a little bit crazy and you might be someone that needs to live in a world that is fundamentally different than the one we're living in. I know I need this. And it always surprises me that I'm able to be a student, because for whatever reason, working on schoolwork is something that helps my brain to focus. I have a lot of kind of miscommunication with the world and feeling like I don't know how to properly be in this world. But part of what helps me is school, which is very strange. Because at the same time, I don't know why I'm in school. I don't know why I do it. I don't know why I do a lot of things. I don't even know why I do this. This podcast causes me a lot of anxiety sometimes, because I feel overwhelmed and I feel scared that people are going to think I'm crazy, even though I know I'm crazy. It's weird. It's a weird world to be in. I just thought that I would explain the way that I am and the multiplicity that lives within me, because I'm Steph. And Steph is this person who experiences these things. I kind of have everybody call me Steph because that feels the most comfortable. I'm very clear on I don't like pictures taken, and I don't take a lot of pictures myself. And that's because I don't often recognize who I am in those pictures. And I just figured that maybe some of you out there have felt this way before, or are feeling this way, or are trying to figure out how to be in this world. And I hope you know that you are beautiful and you deserve to be who you are, regardless of what anybody else thinks of you. You deserve to be this way. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to be honest, and you deserve to be loved and appreciated for the beautiful snowflakes that you are. Because we are all so different, and we are all changing, and we are all shifting from one moment to the next. And there is not a goddamn thing that can try to keep you tethered if you feel like you are floating. And that's okay. Enjoy the time that you get to float and be whoever you are. And yeah. Thanks for listening, and I hope that you enjoy this. I hope that this gives you something to feel comforted by or feel supported by, and I am thankful that I continue to get to talk to people and get to be honest and just get to interact with you guys. Thanks for listening. Bye.